1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 664. Sketch 993. Drinking game.
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Si!
How are you, good people?
We're all good.
Are you ready for a sketch?
Oh, all right then. Yes!
Excellent!
I think he's ambivalent at best about how we were.
Shh. I don't really give it. I was talking to the listeners. I wasn't talking to you.
Thank God.
They're the only ones who matter.
Oh, in 3 months' time when this goes out, then you can then wait them to send you little letters to tell you if they're all right or not.
A pigeon with a note. We're fine.
Yeah. And just hope I don't...
Korea.
I nearly ran over a pigeon today. I know.
What?
Just on the road. It's not that exciting.
Does anyone else think that pigeons are moving slower? Because honestly, I was driving yesterday or the day before. We're recording this after the two mental heatwave days, hottest UK day on record.
3 months' time, we may have had a couple more by then.
All right, well, at time of recording, having a mental couple of days. So yesterday or the day before when it was really hot, I've been driving and the pigeons, they're really leaving it till the last minute to get out of the way. Do you think it's because of the heat? They've just gone mental.
Could be. I don't know.
Are they thinking like it's so hot I may as well die? Hit me with your car.
Maybe they're just kind of like not rocking out as much anymore. Because like, you know, remember when children used to like chase pigeons after all the time? That kept them on their toes. But people now are like, oh, don't chase the pigeons. It's really bad for them.
Don't chase the pigeons.
Maybe they are.
Don't hurt the pigeons' feelings, but actually it's false economy because it makes the pigeons not lazy. Scared and lazy and fat and prone to squashing by you.
It's a that good point, because in the 70s and 80s we had the Friday film special and that started off and there's the fucking millions of pigeons flying around Trafalgar Square.
Yes.
Now you put on children's TV and obviously I have no idea what you see, but I'm going to go on a guess at not thousands of pigeons.
I was a passenger in a car in the late 90s.
Here we go.
Dear diary, I went in a car.
Which was it took the day you went to see Jimmy Savile?
That was mid-80s. Okay. This was sometime later. I was being given a lift to work and in a car that took out two pigeons, one of which just mounted the other in the middle of the road just before we... splattered the pair of them.
You killed copulating pigeons?
I didn't personally, but was in the vehicle that did. Swerving round in rush hour would probably not have gone terribly well.
I mean, that makes more sense. They were distracted. The pigeons I'm talking about, they've got nothing going on and they're not getting out of the way. So...
Well, maybe it is hot for a pigeon. I don't know.
It certainly was for the two that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Steaming pigeons.
We also have... Alistair, have we put out the pigeon live episode yet?
I believe the pigeon episode has been out at some point, yes.
Shame.
Could have fit in there.
Shame.
Anywho, peeps, let's do some sketching. So,
yes, peep.
I'm going to do number...
Purse.
I'm going to do number one. Alice going to be two, and Laura going to be number three.
Result.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm gonna sit down like a fat lazy pigeon and do fuck all.
Cool. Alright, everyone ready?
Yep.
This is going to be brilliant.
Alright. Rules time. Every time you hear the phrase, my precious, you drink.
Yay!
Anytime you see a horse, you drink.
Yay!
And anytime says the word hobbit, you drink twice.
Yay and yay!
So let's watch.
Nothing yet.
Yeah, well, just hang in there, compadre.
Precious horse, hobbit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was that a...
No.
Oh.
All right, let's add another one to this game to get this game started. Aerial shot of people walking in stunning countryside. Drinko!
Yeah!
Do you think that will happen soon?
Well, come on, guys. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is. It is a marathon. Maybe we should watch Lord of the Rings instead.
Nah, that's fucking boring. Hey, who wants a special brew?
I'm about ready for another.
Sure. Let me just finish this double Cointreau. And shall we order breakfast?
True story.
You can tell I was acting there, because if we really were watching a marathon, I'd be crying. Because that's one of the things I do at people running marathons. Cry. Just the hope that they'll get round.
I'll just watch the end.
That's worse.
Right.
Then they fulfilled their dreams, Rich.
Just watch the first aid tent and the St. John's ambulance.
They failed. They failed and they've got heat exhaustion.
I've never done a marathon. I don't know about you three.
Of course
not. No.
Negative. I have watched two marathons live.
I have watched no marathons.
One. Where did you watch them? At the middle, the start, or the end?
Oh, you actually watched the like by the road, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, in several places. So
weeping.
Yeah, it was. Did make me teary. But also, you have to use a lot of sharp elbows to get kind of a good space. So that kind of stopped the crying a bit.
On your part.
The others were crying. I have watched the London Marathon at several places. I also had brunch halfway through. Was not running it. And I have watched the Amsterdam Marathon.
Wow,
which was better?
Okay.
Amsterdam was a ludicrously hot day for a marathon. It was like 28 degrees. So people were really struggling. And that wasn't a joy. But London was good.
I've never watched a marathon. I've watched a Tour de France twice.
Oh.
Saw it in Canterbury once and once in Paris.
When you're in Paris, what did you order for your lunch?
That day, I think I went to Quick Burger and had a burger.
Quick Burger?
Not the ham and cheese sandwich.
A Grand Vitesse.
It's the French version of McDonald's. Now, the French love McDonald's. There's more McDonald's in France than anywhere else in the world per person, I believe. They also have like a Quick Burger, which is the other version of that. Mm. So I possibly went there. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. I can't remember what fucking I had for lunch. I might have got
disappointing.
I mean, I was just hoping for a ham and cheese sandwich. You know what I was hoping for.
I knew that. It was a weekend. I saw it. It wasn't a weekday, so I ate differently.
Hang on. When you were living in Paris, at the weekend, did you eat something different?
Yeah, I go like, look at the menu. I go somewhere to have a menu.
Oh.
And then I could look at the menu and not panic while somebody asks me questions.
Oh.
Menu's a French word, so well done there.
Thank you.
So if you're in Paris watching the Tour de France at the weekend, was that the end of the race that you saw? Or was it
I was on the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, nice.
So they go past you seven times very fast, so you can't see fuck all. You see all these bicycles going.
Hang on. They get past you seven times.
To do like seven laps of Paris in the final day.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's a sprint.
Just around the Champs-Élysées.
They start out in the suburbs and they come into Paris and then they do kind of a classic circuit and they kind of go past Champs-Élysées like seven times, I think. Maybe six, multiple times up the Champs-Élysées and then it's sprint at the end.
Only one of them's the race, the other six of them just slowing down.
They go ridiculously fast. It is fucking amazing how quickly they go on bicycles.
Paris is quite flat, so yeah. Mm. I'll bet.
But it's the same thing. I saw it in Canterbury again. It goes flying. If you really want to see the Tour de France, you have to kind of go up a hill because then they go slow enough to look at them.
Yeah.
Ah, good intel.
There you go. But you have to get to the top of the hill. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then even faster when they go away.
They do go ridiculously fast on hills as well.
Yeah. Fascinating business.
Tour de France.
She is a model and she sits on a horse. Farewell.
What a sketch.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Alistair Turvitt and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.